Except he had one great fear. And his fear grew as the day went on, and grew until he could not stand it as the night came near. Finally, he went to the wise old man, who looked into Hugh's troubled eyes and said, "Tell me."
"The light I gave," said Hugh painfully, It won't last. It runs on batteries." The old man listened, but did not understand. "How could you explain? The batteries will run out. By tomorrow, it will be all gone."
Then the old man laughed his warm and bubbling laugh. "Oh, you're worried about tomorrow? You're worried that your gift won't last? Oh, my son, don't you know that tonight is the night of the holy fire? Come."
Already the stars were glowing in the deep blue sky. A hush came over the community. The old man lit a candle for each person from the village, and like earthly stars sliding across the darkened snow, they twinkled at the sky as all moved toward the manger. There the gifts were piled high, high. Still the flashlight glowed faintly on the face of baby Jesus.
"Go, get your light," said the old man to Hugh, "and place it on the top of all these gifts."
Hugh did as he was told.
Then all the villagers circled round and held out their candles to the Christmas gifts. The fire caught, then mounted toward the sky. The sparks rose up to join the stars. The smoke curled around the moon. The old man spoke.
"May each year we remember as we light this holy fire that the gift will always disappear, but that which lives forever is the love God bears for us, and we for one another, and the goodwill of the one who gives."
Hugh watched his flashlight disappear into smoke and air with the other gifts. The old man looked into Hugh's eyes with a deep and penetrating love, and Hugh felt a peace descend on his heart that he had never known before.
Fire burnt down to coals. Christmas was over. Suddenly, Hugh remembered home. Had he missed Christmas there? A longing flooded him to be with his mother and his father, his sister and his brother.
"Thank you for everything," he said to the old man. "But I must go home." Tears came into his eyes. "I want to go home."
The wise old man and the villagers led Hugh back to the miraculous time and space machine. They waved goodbye to Hugh, and Hugh waved back. Then he shut the door. In the darkness, Hugh reached for the lever and pushed it hard. "Take me home," he said, knowing that this Christmas, the only thing he really wanted was to be with his family. He shut his eyes tight, wished with all his might, and before he had gone very far, he fell into a deep, deep sleep.
Hugh, are you in there, Hugh?"
Someone was banging and calling for him. Hugh struggled to wake up. All at once, he remembered where he was and what had happened to him. He reached over and opened the door.
Oh, Hugh, his mother was standing there, smiling with tears on her cheeks. Beside her stood his father and a policeman
and the manager at the toy store. Hugh looked around. Morning light filled the store. The toys were in their places, still and quiet. He was half afraid to hope.
"What day is this?" said Hugh.
"It's Christmas," said his father, "and we found you."
Hugh flung himself into his mother's arms.
She cried and laughed and hugged him, love shining from her eyes. That year, everything that Hugh opened for Christmas was just what he wanted. Every time he saw his mother's or his father's eyes smiling at him, he felt the peace he had first known in that mysterious country, so far away in time and space. He heard again the old man say,
"The gift will always disappear, but that which lives forever is the love which we bear one another and the goodwill of the one who gives."
From that day on, Hugh looked with new eyes and saw that the world was beautiful. He was able to see that people are kind, and now he looks forward to Christmas, not for what he can receive, but for what he can give. And so for him, of all the seasons of the year, Christmas is the most wonderful.